We just getting started, baby. Did anybody see what Mr. Wardell Steph Curry did to the Portland Trail Blazers? They were nobodies. They beat the Giants. Trash. They beat the Broncos. Trash. If you ever watched Dragon Ball Z, my man's was Super Saiyan. I couldn't wear this until we actually caught a dub. And he did all of this damage in 36 minutes. Let that sink in. They beat the Eagles, trash. The Cowboys, trash. The Bengals, trash. The Jaguars, trash. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here on Rob's Two Cents. My good people, my good people. Hello, world. I'd like to welcome you guys back to the show that's hot with your boy, Rob Scott. This is Rob's Two Cents. What's going on, everybody? Man, hope you guys had a great weekend, man. I know it's the start of another work week, but we got to hit it hard. But, man, I feel like these weekends go by super quick. I mean, I looked up yesterday on Sunday. I'm like, damn, it's already 5 o'clock? And then looked up at work today, and I'm like, it's only noon? But, you know, thank the creator we still here. Thank the creator we have ways to provide for our families and, you know, to take care of our habits and, you know, just to enjoy our vices. So, you know, there's the good, the bad, and the ugly when it comes to that, though. But I hope you guys had a great weekend. I had a great weekend, very relaxing. You know, caught up with some old friends, went to go check in on my brother and my sis, you know, my brother and his wife. So, had a great weekend, man, you know, very relaxing, very chill. Had some, a couple of my boys stopped by on Friday, caught up with my homie over the weekend. So it was definitely a great weekend, man. Shout out to my boy Ken though, man. He had a great birthday, you know. If you don't know him, he probably don't want his business out there, but definitely looked like he had fun. but yeah, man, you know, as we know, Monday is back around, time to set our goals, set, you know, achievable goals, you know, as they like to say in the corporate world. And, you know, it's time to hit them hard. So, you know, let's get this work week started. We saw some great games over the weekend, got a couple questions being raised. Because a team right now who were great during the beginning half of the season is now in trouble of being in a play-in tournament, in a play-in situation in the NBA. But we'll get to all that. Got a couple hot topics to speak about on today's show. But where can I start without mentioning the Sunday's primetime game in which we saw a potential second-round Eastern Conference matchup? In the playoffs, we saw Brooklyn go against the Milwaukee Bucks. And let me just tell you guys, man, both of these teams put on a show. The stars definitely came out to play. But we saw Brooklyn lose to Milwaukee as KD and the Greek Freak just had a flat-out duel. It was whatever you can do, I can do better. And Giannis actually had a great, great game. As I mentioned before, the stars came out to play in this matchup. Giannis and KD will put on the show as they'll just go back and forth. And the game literally came down to the last shot. KD will miss the go-ahead three to tie the game. And Milwaukee will be your winners, winning the matchup 117 to 114. Now, keep in mind that this was the 14th consecutive game missed by James Harden, who's dealing with a sore hamstring. KD was making his return after missing a game from dealing with his hamstring injury. And then also Antetokounmpo made his return after missing one game dealing with a high ankle sprain. He definitely looked like that ankle didn't bother him at all. I mean, let's just set, you know, the stage was set and the Bucks came out on top. But, you know, we got to look at the box score to understand exactly what went down in that game. If we look on Brooklyn's side of the ball, we'll see Kevin Durant doing Kevin Durant things. He scored 42 points. He was 16 to 33 from the field, 7 to 13 from the three-point line, 2 assists, 10 rebounds. He had 1 steal, but also 5 turnovers, and that's just probably a testament to he's still trying to get himself, you know, acclimated back into the system, you know, get into basketball shape, because, you know, as you hear all athletes say, you know, working out, getting runs in and scrimmage and having practice is not the same as game speed. And KD, you know, even though his game, the way that he plays the game, he's not going to have much rust. A shooter is a shooter, point blank, period. And he doesn't have to worry about too many defenders sticking their hands up. 7 foot tall. But, you know, you can tell with the 5 turnovers, he still has a little basketball rust that he has to get off of him. Kyrie Irving would have a horrible shooting night. He scored 20 points, but he was 8 of 21 from the field, 2 of 8 from the three-point line. He had 6 assists, 7 rebounds, 2 steals, but he also had 4 turnovers. So, you know, and that's just probably a testament to my boy Jrue Holiday. I told you guys that Jrue Holiday would be a great pickup for the Bucks. I saw what he did with the Pelicans. I've seen what he's done with other teams in the past. You know, back in the day with Philly, you know, Jrue Holiday makes your team better. He's going to play on both sides of the court. He's an offensive threat. He's a defensive threat. And he made life tough for Kyrie. Excuse me. We look on Milwaukee side of the ball, though. My boy Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Greek freak, he led all scores. He scored 49 points. He was 21 of 36 from the field, 4 of 8 from distance, 4 assists, 8 rebounds, 1 steal, 3 blocks, 1 turnover. I mean, Giannis played almost a perfect game. And did I mention he was 4 of 8 from distance? Giannis was out there coming up, pulling up threes, y'all. I'm talking about he almost looked like he was KD. I mean, he coming up fast, break, stop, pop. I mean, Giannis looked good, and you can tell that he's putting in the work for his jump shot, especially the way he was just babying DeAndre Jordan. I mean, he had his way with DJ, and DJ is a legit, well, he's 6'11", he's strong, he's big, you know, he's been, you know, back in his heyday, he was a primetime defender, but you would think pride would kick in. I mean, Giannis was out there posting up, hitting fadeaways, out there just dunk. He literally got what he wanted. Not to be outdone, though, his partner in crime, Chris Middleton, had a great game as well. He had 26 points. He shot 11 of 21 from the field, 3 of 7 from the three-point line. He had 6 assists, 11 rebounds, and 2 steals. And Jrue Holiday, he also contributed with 18 points. Didn't do wasn't that good on the offensive side of the ball. He was 7 of 16 from the field, 3 of 8 from the three-point line. But he had 4 assists, 5 rebounds, 1 steal, and 1 block. And as I mentioned earlier, just made life hard for Kyrie. Kyrie just seemed like he could not get over that defense being played by Jrue Holiday. This was a huge win for a Bucks team who is starting to put it together at the right time with the playoffs approaching. Giannis shocked the world by hitting those outside shots, as I mentioned. This team is definitely better than the previous Bucks teams in the past. And this Bucks team could cause a real problem in the East, granted everybody's healthy. Remember, you have a Jrue Holiday who you bought in from in the offseason. Now you bring in, I believe Jeff Teague is on that team now. But I also like the fact that they got P.J. Tucker, somebody who can hit those open corner threes, and another person who's just going to be a nuisance on the defensive side of the ball. The Bucks right now are looking like a top-tier team in the Eastern Conference. Now, they're going to play Brooklyn again on Tuesday evening, on the night that you see that this podcast will be aired. And that's definitely going to be an anticipated matchup. But I got to talk about a person who had a hell of a game. Jason Tatum had himself a game on Friday. He was scored 60. Against the San Antonio Spurs team who had them down by 32 and is right now, as we speak, fighting for their playoff lives. The Boston Celtics will rally back behind the offensive output by Jason Tatum and win 143-140 in overtime. In 45 minutes of play, Tatum will score a career-high 60 points, shooting 20 of 37 from the field, which is 54.1%, by the way, y'all, including 5 of 7 from distance. He will also contribute with 5 assists, 8 rebounds, and 1 block with 0 turnovers. He literally willed this Celtics team to a victory and refused to accept defeat. Jason Tatum. That boy cold. And I don't know where the Celtics would be without him or Jaylen Brown as they stepped up as the leaders of this team, especially offensively. And they've been big for the Celtics team this season, considering the fact that the Celtics as a whole has been a bit of a disappointment this season. They're currently sitting in seventh place in the Eastern Conference. After the season ended today, Boston will be unfortunately in that play-in tournament. And we're talking about a team who for the last couple of years have been in the Eastern Conference Finals games. They've at least been to the second round. And now we look up, remember that historic run they had without Kyrie. You lose your best player and you guys still make it all the way to the East. Unfortunately, you ran into the buzzsaw known as LeBron James. But you guys were making it and looked like you were a team on a come up. You let go of Terry Rozier. He goes to Charlotte. He's been playing great for Charlotte, but you still have that foundation in Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. You still have Marcus Smart, who's been a hawk on defense, even though, granted, he missed a couple of games, I believe, dealing with a sore calf injury as well. But you didn't expect the Celtics to go down this low, So hopefully they're able to get it together because, like I mentioned, they're going to be in that play-in tournament when the season ends. And they better not hope, they better hope they don't see the Washington Wizards because they are balling right now. Well, I believe the Wizards have won 10 out of their last 12 games. Russell Westbrook and Bradley Beal, they're just on a different level right now. They're playing like they are a team on a mission. And this is going to be an interesting time once these play-in tournaments begin and then once the playoffs start because right now, you don't know who's going to win. It's up in the air. Speaking of not knowing who's going to win, the Lakers are in trouble. The Los Angeles Lakers have not been able to overcome the multitude of injuries sustained in this condensed season. Now, we know Anthony Davis missed 30 games dealing with a calf injury. LeBron missed 20 games dealing with a high ankle sprain. Definitely not looking the same. LeBron left out of Sunday's game versus the Toronto Raptors with about 6.5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. The Lakers will lose 121 and 114 to his Raptors team, who were without Gary Trent Jr., OG Anunoby, and Fred VanVleet. We're talking about two dynamic scorers and a great slasher in the rim in OG Anunoby. Now, according to Bron, this was just a precautionary method because his ankle still gets a little tight as the game progresses. And of course, you would rather have LeBron healthy for the playoffs as opposed to, trying to finish these regular season games. However, that brings me to a point of they might not make the playoffs because right now the Lakers are sitting in sixth place in a three-way tie with Dallas, Portland, and I know that the Lakers hold the tiebreaker over the Portland Trail Blazers, but if the Lakers lose when they go against, I believe they're going to be going against Denver next, then you're talking about a Lakers team is going to fall into seventh place. Now you have to worry about can Memphis win the game? Can San Antonio win the game? Can Golden State win it? And we know what Steph Curry can do. Win a series? No. But if you're saying I need you for two games to catch the Holy Ghost, Steph can do that. So the Lakers are in real big trouble right now because, just based off my take, if you guys want to know what Rob's two cents is, I'll tell you. LeBron don't look the same, y'all. I know he's been Iron Man. He's been Mr. Invincible for the past 18 seasons. And we saw a little bit of that allure get covered when he went down with the groin injury when he first got to the Lakers, when he was playing with the young boys. He was playing with Lonzo, with Brandon Ingram, when he was playing with Josh Hart and those guys. So we saw that he can be hurt. Father Time is undefeated. And now dealing with a high ankle sprain and anybody who's ever sprained an ankle know you're never fully healthy from an ankle sprain because those are tricky. It's not like anything broke or anything tore. It's just that any sharp movement or sudden movement can distort that ankle. and it can get you right back to square one. And as LeBron mentions, he has to leave because his ankle is okay when the game starts. But as the game continues and we get down to that nitty gritty, especially after halftime, that ankle starts to tighten up a little bit. And you definitely want a healthy LeBron. Now, I'm not sure if he's going to play in the game versus the Nuggets, which is tonight's game, Monday's game. But at the, like I mentioned, if the Lakers lose, Portland moves into that sixth place and the Lakers fall down to seven. And that is not a place where they want to be, considering the fact that they're having troubles right now. We know Dennis Schroeder, he's been out due to the NBA's health and safety protocols. We, like I mentioned, Anthony Davis missed 30 games. LeBron missed 20 games. AD don't look the same to me. His game, he does not look like the same potential MVP player that we saw before the injuries. You can kind of tell, to me personally, he is monitoring that calf, which makes me wonder, does he feel any pain in the Achilles? Is he nervous about the Achilles? Because if he is, he's not going to be able to be that Anthony Davis that you need him to be. Not to mention, even though you bring in Andre Drummond is a center that clogs the paint. So we're talking about you're pushing AD out of the paint. You're forcing LeBron to be more of a perimeter scorer. Andre Drummond is going to get you rebounds. He's going to get you paints down, points down in the paint. But does that make everybody else better? We even saw Kyle Kuzma kind of campaigning a little bit, and I got this off First Take, and I went to go watch the clip, and it was true. Kyle Kuzma feels like the team is better when Marc Gasol is on the court because of the fact that Marc Gasol can space the floor, which brings out the other center, which allows players like Kuzma, players like LeBron, players like AD to now control the paint. So the Lakers right now are in a little bit of disarray, hoping that they can get it together because watching the playoffs without LeBron James will be very sad. I have to stop saying that I'm not the biggest LeBron James fan. That used to be the case, but you cannot deny greatness when you see it. And LeBron James is definitely a great player, let me tell you guys right now. The Lakers are going to need all hands on deck because you might not get Schroeder back until the end of this week or maybe next week. And, you know, they want to once again be in the final. LeBron wants to win that coveted fifth ring. He needs it for his legacy. He needs it for his legend. Because right now, you know, we're talking about Lakers versus Nets. The Lakers need to worry about if they're going to make it out in the playoffs. They're 3-7 in their last 10 games, 1-4 in their last 5 games, and they're currently on a 3-game losing streak. So right now, the Lakers need to go back to the basics, and LeBron, to the best of his ability, has to put people in place because, you know, the Lakers, they stood at above 500, losing LeBron and losing AD. But now you get these players back and you have to get them acclimated back into the system, and it's not working out so good for the Lakers. So that's definitely something to keep our eyes on. I'm going to switch it up to football a little bit right now because we got some big things going on. Our question, should Justin Fields, and as you guys can see, I just grabbed me a Justin Fields jersey. Definitely got to support the bro. But, you know, I had to put on my Bears stuff right now because I'm proud to be a Chicago Bears fan right now. Yes, I am. I am happy that this organization finally said, hey, we're going to take a chance on picking arguably the second best quarterback that was on that draft roster. And the Bears are definitely preparing for the future after they drafted Fields because they began to focus on the offensive line, something that needs to be definitely fixed, something that needs to be worked on. And this is an area that they've struggled in for a while. I always joke and laugh, but I'm serious when I say this. Jay Cutler got hit so much being the quarterback of the Bears that I kind of noticed he has a twitch when he speaks. Like, you know, let you know how serious of a game the game of football is. But I honestly believe, like, taking those many hits was detrimental to Jay Cutler's, you know, physical well-being. And I can kind of see him suffering from being hit so much. But the Bears drafted offensive tackles Tevin Jenkins and Larry Broome. They let go of Charles Leno to clear cap. They cleared $9 million in cap space by doing that. So you bring in these two young boys, these two young bulls, who are known to be a little nasty on the line, and that's exactly what the Bears need. We need somebody that's going to be pushing helmets into the dirt to let you know you will not put your hand on my quarterback. And the Bears definitely have a bright future with Justin Fields because he's a mobile quarterback. So until you get those problems rectified with your offensive line, you're going to need a quarterback that can kind of get out of Dodge very quickly. And you're going to need a quarterback that can pass the ball accurately on the run. Justin Fields proves he has proven that. Now, I won't bring up college because this is a whole new animal now. Everybody in the NFL was once a time the man at their college. They were the big guy on campus. So now, you know, you're playing against several guys that can, you know, have that claim to fame. But I will say this, though. I believe Justin Fields has the mindset. He has the focus. I believe you should start off with Andy Dalton just to show him the ropes. Use Andy Dalton's veteran leadership to do so. But do I think that the Bears will stick with Andy Dalton through the full season? I don't think so. We are still talking about an Andy Dalton who pretty much had the NFC East gift wrapped to him, and he couldn't close the deal. You know, losing to a Washington team, losing to a Philly team. I mean, they're not called. They were called the NFC least for a reason. And you know, I don't think that the Bears are banking on their future behind Andy Dalton as the starting quarterback. So I believe Justin Fields is going to be just fine. He's going to be able to soak up some knowledge. You still have Nick Foles over there, a person who won in the Super Bowl. So he's going to get some championship advice as well. And I believe, you know, that the Bears are going to be a team that's on the rise, especially because if we look on the other side of the scope in the NFC North, there's trouble in Green Bay. We all have been hearing on the sports outlets, whether it be SportsCenter, whether it be Undisputed, whether it be First Take, or any other various sports network, NFL network, that Aaron Rodgers wants out of Green Bay. How much he wants out of Green Bay, or how bad he wants out of Green Bay, I should say, nobody knows, because he's been kind of keeping it close to his chest. However, during the Kentucky Derby, he ran into NBC's Mike Tirico, and they ran into each other, and A-Rod agreed to speak with him, just not on camera. And from the sound of their conversation, based off what Mike said, Aaron Rodgers is not happy with the executive management, in particular, the general manager named Brian Gutekunst. He was mad that the Packers moved up in the draft to select quarterback Jordan Love from Utah State in last year's draft, which definitely left a bad taste in Aaron Rodgers' mouth due to the fact that it seemed like Green Bay was trying to replace him, like they were trying to move on. Note that he just came off an MVP season this past season, okay? And he went to go try to renegotiate his contract and with the Green Bay Packers. And pretty much based off the from what the NFL media is posting, he wanted a contract to state that he was at least going to be a starter for the next two seasons. And he'll have a little bit more say-so in the day-to-day operations that the Packers have. And Green Bay said no, in particular, Gutekunst said no. And he only wanted to lock him in for the 2021 season. Now, Aaron Rodgers is threatening to not suit up for the Green Bay Packers. And the NFL media is reporting that he, if they don't find a suitable trade for him, that he's considering retirement. And what a waste that would be. As I mentioned, we've never seen this in which a quarterback comes off an MVP year and not getting the treatment that he wants. I mean, Green Bay Aaron Rodgers have done some things for Green Bay. He's bought a Super Bowl ring to that organization. He's been MVP, what, two or three times? And he's looking around the league and wondering, why am I not getting the same treatment that these other top-notch quarterbacks are receiving? Quarterbacks like Pat Mahomes, quarterbacks like Tom Brady. I mean, you look at Tom Brady, when he went to Tampa Bay, he said, okay, I want to bring in Rob Gronkowski. Mind you, Rob Gronkowski had been officially retired. They said, no problem, we'll bring him in. I want to have my boy Antonio Brown. I know he's going through some legal trouble, but excuse me, bring him on in because I need a receiver of his caliber. They brought in Antonio Brown. Then he said, okay, I want to get my boy Leonard Fournette. I know he's going to run hard for me when these playoffs start. They bring in Leonard Fournette. So as you can see, Aaron Rodgers is like, okay, why am I not getting the same treatment as Tom? Granted, I'm not Tom, but I am a league MVP. In fact, hell, I just came off a MVP season. And you guys moved up in the draft last year to grab a quarterback. Didn't tell me about it. Don't want to lock me in. Don't want to give me an extension. What am I supposed to think? So I'm hearing or reading that the Denver Broncos could be the top team to land him in the deal. You can't count the Patriots out as well. Hey, playing for Coach Belichick, it has to be a little bit of a lure there, a little bit of curiosity on if he did this with Tom Brady, what can he do with me and my skill set? Also considering the fact that you don't know what Mac Jones is going to be for the Patriots, and honestly, you don't know what Cam Newton is going to be for the Patriots. So Green Bay is in a little bit of a dilemma right now, because if you don't trade Aaron Rodgers and he does pull out the retirement card, then that team is in trouble. And we're talking about a team who literally was just one game away from making it to the Super Bowl. Of course, they ran into the juggernaut known as the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, about to say Patriots, led by Tom Brady, even though the Tampa Bay Buccaneers did play like the Tampa Bay Patriots, I should say. Because as we know, it's not the Patriot way, it's the Tom Brady way. And unfortunately, they fell short, even though Aaron Rodgers kept, you know, gloating about how good it finally felt to have a home playoff game, a home NFC championship game, you know, where we have the home field advantage, you know, because he was in first place in the NFC. So we're definitely going to be keeping our eyes on that and seeing what kind of deal is going to be made, because according to Aaron Rodgers, I don't know how serious he is. He doesn't plan on playing for Green Bay. And I know my uncle is probably disappointed in that. Very, very big Packers fan. Sorry, Unc. Look like the Pack show is over with. And that's my show, you guys. Glad you guys were able to stop on by. You know I had to bring it to you. I didn't think I was going to record today, actually. Couple people at my immediate workplace at my branch. One person is actually leaving for a different opportunity somewhere, and somebody else got promoted within the company. So we got two people leaving the branch. I'm going to miss those guys. However, we were going to go celebrate for them today. We were going to go to an outside bar, but it's raining outside. So then we decided to reschedule. So luckily, I kind of already had an outline for what I wanted to discuss on the show. I was able to whip up this show real quick. So if it's not as good as the other ones, I do apologize, but all my shows are good. Let's just be real. This is the 34th episode, y'all. We have made it, and we are continuing to climb this mountaintop known as greatness. And I plan on meeting all of you there at the top. Remember to like this video, share this video, subscribe to this video. Make sure you hit the thumbs up so you get notified every time. I mean, the notification bell, so you get notified every time that this boy puts out a new episode of Rod 2 Cents. Also, check me out on Facebook. Check me out on TikTok. Check me out on Instagram. Check me out on Spotify. Check me out on Twitter. Check me out on iTunes. I'm everywhere, y'all. I'm going to make sure I run Rod 2 Cents right down your throat. This has been a great episode, guys, man. I appreciate you guys for tuning in. Definitely tune in this Friday as I'll be going back on Facebook for a Facebook Live show. So much to talk about. We are getting close to the playoffs. May 18th. Mark those dates in your calendar. That's when the play-in tournament starts. We will be discussing everything on Rob's Two Cents. I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. Hope you guys have a great, productive week. Continue to set your achievable goals. Continue to plan and continue to execute, man. Hope you guys have a great one, man. Hope you guys get a good night's rest. Make sure you tune in to watch the show. And I hope you guys continue to be great. And you already know the slogan, baby. We gone! There's a bigger fight going on. There's a much bigger agenda than the streets. And I know sometimes it's hard to see that far in front of us. But we have to look past the illusions, look past the delusions of grandeur, and look at the bigger picture. We need to become better versions of ourselves each and every day. Fight for what you believe in. Because if you stand for nothing, you'll fall for anything. We just getting started, baby. You guys know the slogan now. Hope you all have a great evening. And we got...